We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Our Nationals warm up. Dummies, you dummy dumbass.
So cool. Broke the road.
So cool, broke the road. Ahoy, hoy, dummies. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Whiskey Wednesday.
Oh.
July 8th, 2020. Wow. Right?
July flying by, man.
Cooking. We're cooking right along, man.
Jeebus.
Cooking
horrendous.
Right along. Summer cooking right along. Sign outside the fair said 49 days till the fair.
Yee-hoo!
No, thank you. You ain't got live Kyle Burst. I will not be there.
No.
I can't see a cow be born.
All right.
I ain't going.
You heard him. I'll get one in there. I'll sneak a big,
ooh, a rogue
fat,
cow
pregnant
burst?
Cow.
Sir?
You stopping a cow? If it's
sir?
Kind of running
a
little bit?
It's got a birth in here. Sir? Sir?
Sir, what are you doing with that cow? Birthing?
Is Stacy still running the stage over there? Ask her if we can get in there.
Live on one of the stages? Live cow birth? Live on stage?
See, Stacy, a lot of sneak a cow birth on that stage in between whatever Herman's Hermits and whatever the nighttime show is.
Guar is way weirder now than they used to be.
Yeah, they're way weirder.
Is that cow birth?
Stacy or Chucky or anybody with the crew, let me know if we can sneak a live cow birth. Even if it's simulated, I'll dress like a cow and Cody will come out of me.
And I'll do like a little like tumble dive through your legs.
Yep.
Ta-da!
And then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance and be out of your way.
That's the best.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody. Shut up, Jimmy said it's going to be snowing before you know it.
Yep.
Shut up.
Be fall before you know it.
Well, I am in Halloween mode. It is the next holiday is Halloween. I've got my Halloween shirt on, Zeke the Plumber. Scary shirt.
I mean, don't discount Labor Day in all of its glory.
What is that for? Like work? Like the working class gets a holiday or something?
I think so.
All right.
I believe so.
Well, I'm not of the working class. I'm of the gilded class, proletariat, if you will.
Makes sense.
I am.
You have your own special days.
I do have my own special days. I don't work
that
in the
commoners
fields.
Commoners do not. Have any idea.
I'm not in the fields and the mines with you commoners.
You have days that we don't even know about.
No, because I live a life of opulence and wealth. So you're too poor to know about them.
No, it makes sense. All that makes sense.
It would be apropos to do the live birth.
All right.
It would be apropos.
Now I don't know any words because you use too many big ones.
To do a live cow birth on Labor Day. Labor Day is the last day of the fair.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Have labor.
Labor. There's got to be a pregnant animal there at some point. We can be like, yo.
You got 49 days. Go get one pregnant today. I don't know how gestation works with cows. How long does it take?
I don't think it starts with
can
me.
Can I get one today?
I don't think it starts with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but you do that thing with the bull and then you gather its...
Get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's ass.
Thank you, Tommy Boy.
Rather take the butcher's word for it. But yeah, no, that's what you... That thing where they did on, like, Jackass, where you take that big glove and you put the semen hand in into the...
Mitch says 9 months, so we don't got enough time. What's our...
Trust us. Mitch knows.
What's the fastest animal gestation period? Isn't there some that's, like, a couple months?
Isn't it, like, a rabbit?
Oh, I've got a rabbit. Yeah, a rabbit. We could...
And mice.
Yeah, a rabbit could get pregnant and...
I think a rabbit just had a baby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere outside.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen your rabbit lately?
No, not since I fed some carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's kind of disappeared. But there's been a lot of foot traffic and the unhoused have staked claim to most of this area. And
okay.
They're doing cleanup work and stuff. So.
All right, maybe he got scared.
Yeah, it's probably not as quiet as it used to be.
Congratulations to our showstopper. We posted our showstopper on Facebook last night.
It's a good one.
The Farmer's Daughter. It's a 1930-something Ford with a small block engine. It's got these cool tires on it, big smokestack.
I have a small block engine.
Little truck, big tires, go ahead.
Excuse me.
And smokestack, go ahead.
Big huge exhaust.
And black truck, wide, go ahead.
And
thank you.
And metal?
That's us doing interviews at Syracuse Nationals. There's a couple of fellows who don't know much about cars.
And black truck.
Go ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's up on our Facebook page. Thank you, Crazy Daisies, for presenting our...
Yeah, that thing's bitching.
Sponsor this year. That was bitching. They got a lot going on this week.
Is it called the Farmer's Daughter because you're not supposed to touch it?
Maybe. Look, I don't know. Don't
touch, because isn't that like the whole...
I didn't dive deep into the innuendo, because maybe I don't want to know why it's called that.
Innuendo.
I just like the truck. And it is tied to an animal sanctuary in some way. So focus on that. That whatever is the animal sanctuary, I like that.
Neato.
The photos are sick. It's going to be right inside Gate 1 at the Syracuse Nationals. Get your tickets now, syracusenationals.com. For all the information, what's going on. So much going on, I don't even know where to start listing things. But, you know, it's all on the website.
Is any of this before or after the bird thaw event?
I don't know what that is, man. I don't know what the bird thaw event is. I posted it on my Facebook. I think, obviously, it's not going to be a real bird in a block of ice. I certainly hope. If you don't know what we're talking about.
David Blaine?
I mean, I'm hoping it's just a marketing gimmick that's now I'm giving them free plugs.
There's got to be a Pokemon thing, or, you know, it's got to have a meaning.
There's a thing going around.
To you nerds.
On the internet. Local Central New York internet that says bird thawing event. You can follow bird thawing event on Instagram. There is a bird trapped within a large block of ice, and on July 17th at 4 p.m., he will be thawed. There will also be rock and live music played as the bird is freed. Megaton Games over on James Street. Free event. Come see him be freed. I certainly can't imagine it's a real bird.
It's got to be something to do with the launch of...
It's some silly thing for a band that's promoting their gig.
Yeah, some thing.
If it's a real bird in ice, the bird's going to be dead, and then you'll get a lot of backlash from that. So I'm hopeful it's not a real bird.
That's
but then somebody in the comments says you can do that with goldfish. You can freeze a goldfish and unfreeze it.
Well, I think that's what they do in, like, the winter in their ponds and
they
such places.
Freeze
they
up,
just are like,
hibernate.
Well, we're not going to do much. We can't really breathe. It's icy. So they just kind of freeze themselves a little bit, I think. So I think that's possible. I don't know if you can freeze it in a block of ice. I think you can do that with, like, bees, right?
I don't know.
I don't know too much about science to be freezing animals and thawing them out.
Well, we put David Blaine in a block of ice. Yeah, Jimmy and Chad. We did David, and he survived.
Right?
Isn't Drake's new thing? I'm way above my skis on this. Wasn't he in a block of ice, or there was ice in
Drake?
Toronto? Yeah, Drake released an album, and he's the Iceman.
Oh, okay.
So there was like a video where there was all these blocks of ice. Hmm. Did we put Drake in ice? Is Drake in ice, kids?
It's Drake in ice now.
Kids? Did Drake thaw out yet? Is it Drake's giving yet? Did you thaw your Drake for Drake's giving, kids?
Did you wake him up when Drake Timber ended?
Gotta thaw out your Drake, kids! 7 p.m., jump back on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. I'll drink a little sippy sip, we'll hang out, watch some music videos. You know how we do on a Whiskey Wednesday. Come hang with your boy. Shout out, and I told this to Cody privately. I don't know if somebody new took over Drek Subs, that they're making this push these last few years.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the rebrand.
Because this is what I like about Drek Subs, is they saw like the sub sandwich boom. They kind of started it. They were there in the beginning of it.
They've been around for a long ass time.
We had one in Fulton when I was a kid.
There was
a Drek Subs.
There was always one there in North Syracuse. There was one in East Syracuse. There was one on, like, I think maybe, was it the Boulevard? But
and then they started to see all these other sub shops start to open up. The Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, Firehouse. Everyone's showing up. And Drek's like, all right, I'll sit back.
Well,
and they did.
And not only did they sit back, they kind of, it was almost like they gave up.
A little bit. And maybe they did give up, but whatever it was, they went quiet for a little while. They're like, okay, you guys go make your subs.
Okay.
And then boom, We're getting a new Drex subs and Fulton dog.
Green and yellow out, Mr. Fellow. We're orange and black, and we're not looking back.
That's a marketer right there, folks. That's a marketing genius.
Drex.
So I don't know who's running Drex. I don't know if somebody took it over, but...
Danny Drex.
I'm liking this because we've complained plenty of time.
Is it the same, like, stuff?
I don't know.
Because I haven't had Drex
I haven't either.
If you said 12, 30 years, I'd be like, man, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The new color scheme, Katie's not a fan of the color scheme. I don't mind it.
Is it orange and black?
I don't know. It's like an orange and white. I don't know what it is.
It's different than what they had. So
it was green. What was it when we were growing up? Green?
That yellow and green kind of looking thing. It was like,
look at the logos here.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a... I mean, they've clearly remade their branding. It's an orange and like a cranberry. Their website looks fantastic. Somebody must have... I don't know if private equity bought this up or whatever, but somebody took over Drex Subs, and I like it.
They have a merch store.
They do? 5 teachers from Carthage Central High, New York, started selling sub sandwiches out of an old converted school bus. That's their story. Jerry, Robert, Ellie, Charlie... Oh, I missed it. Hold on a second. Who are they?
That's cool. I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that those are initials?
No, I didn't know that. Robert, this is the story.
Ellie, Charlie, and Keith. 5 teachers getting a hustle going.
That's neat. Kind of looks like Duncan.
I got
from
Charlie.
The outside.
Charlie's talking about it right here. Want to hear Charlie's story about Drex?
Charlie bit me. He bit me.
DK. Jerry, Robert, Ellie, Charlie, and Keith. Well, I'm the C. I am Charlie Lehman. I'm the last surviving member of Drex.
What up, Big Chuck?
We were all teachers at Carthage Central. We decided that we would buy a school bus, and we converted it into a takeout sub shop. We opened the bus in 1965 near the main gate at Camp Drum and sell subs to the soldiers.
Up at Fort Drum, nice!
It was terrific. We actually made more money per week selling subs than we did teaching school.
Yeah, no duh!
Yeah.
Not a shock. Pay our teachers better.
I forgot that they had that weird, like, general.
They did?
Like, the logo. It was like some, like, captain with a mustache.
Text line says, same owners, they rebranded. Been to the one on Oliverpool Road. Yeah, I'm getting mixed reactions about Katie and sister don't like the colors. I don't mind the colors.
I like that they rebranded. I don't know if I would have gone with that.
With the orange and cranberry?
Yeah.
We ran the school bus for 2 summers and then decided that it was so successful that we would start it.
Yeah, now they're showing the old colors, which were like a green and yellow.
That guy.
Huh?
That guy.
Yes, Bill in general.
Uh-oh. The thing about Drex Subs is that it tastes like home. If you've grown up in this area and you
this
come back
Emma,
home,
Director
no one's
of
really
operations.
Home until they come back to Drex and have a sub.
I was always convinced that what made our sub different from everybody else's was the roll.
Our Drex Sub rolls are heavenly. When you come to Drex Subs, you know you're going to get that fresh, fluffy...
What are you laughing at?
They are lack of quality ingredients.
No, I can't speak to it because I don't think I've had one in so long.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
You really can't get anywhere else.
We truly are the neighborhood sub shop. And a big part of that is working with our local schools.
We support graduating seniors with a Winning Attitude Scholarship.
I like that, Drex.
And we also supply school supplies to local teachers in our communities.
They're showing, like, the insides of these new Drex. I got to get over to one. I just thought we're going to get one in Fulton. When we had one in Fulton, it's like a whole full circle moment.
If they keep them nice and cheap, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be thinking all of a sudden that you're...
That's also the point. If I walk in there and I see a scale and you start weighing my meats...
Or if it can't be... $18.99 for a large whatever sub.
Sure.
You know, like, come on, man.
Subs have gotten crazy, Drex. This could be your lane.
This
could be your lane. Be like, oh, Wegmans is weighing their turkey.
Yep.
Because nothing, and I was just complaining about this in chat, and I know it's all for the bottom line, but I'm sick of bottom lines.
No,
when
it's
I'm
sitting there
and you're taking the turkey, like, there's a rage that comes across me when I see the submarine, the sandwich artist, if you will.
Yep.
Put the turkey on the scale and then take a little bit off. That movement of taking a little bit of turkey off is like spitting in my face.
And you know what, though? That also is probably from, because if you worked in the grocery world, everybody knows that one person
who's very serious about the rules.
And that guy probably yelled at whoever at one point because he saw him not.
Hey, so I saw you make that sub. You want to come in for a second?
Yeah.
How much was on the turkey scale?
Yeah, was that 1.2 ounces?
And they do that,
or,
and they do a whole make you feel like a piece of trash. And,
not happening.
So then he's probably terrified that that guy is watching him.
I don't, I just listen. If I see a scale and you take the meat away, we got to make sub sandwiches great again, as Putt is saying.
You got it when you see him. You, hey, whoa, where you going to eat turkey, bud?
Mm-hmm.
It's not my turkey?
There's got to just be, like, there's a lane for a sub sandwich.
Yes, unlimited turkey.
Unlimited, dude!
Until I say when.
Not unlimited, but like... like I'm talking like deli style.
Just so you old
Nobody
school.
At Brooklyn Pickle's weighing my meats.
Well, no one's.
They're going ham over at Brooklyn Pickle. What?
No, the bologna? No, nobody's weighing your meat.
No, nobody's weighing my meat.
Oh, yeah, and also bologna. No one cares. They're like,
no,
thank God.
But even when I go to Brooklyn Pickle and I get turkey, it's the thickest turkey.
They do have.
It's unbelievable.
They do have different
Can't
proportions.
Can't even get your mouth around it. Can't even get your mouth around it.
How's that again, though?
Mm-hmm.
But then they
Katie said half a turkey at Drex is $6.19, not bad.
They have just a different system where their turkey is that's how much they have determined they can sell at whatever that point is.
Sister
so,
says it's already measured out at Brooklyn
Pickle. That's what I'm saying. Like it's all the places.
Well, regardless, that amount is a good amount.
Yes. I just happen to enjoy the amount there.
When I see the bread folded and it's basically bread touching bread, and I get it on my baby mouth. I don't fill it up with all the lettuce and olives and junk.
I like banana peppers and cucumbers.
I like cucumbers in my sub. That's about it.
But no, what's about it?
Sending it over, Enzo Fernandez. Can you believe it?
Argentina down two goals.
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
With 11 minutes remaining.
Never my entire life. Unbelievable.
It was 2-0 for a while, right?
It was over. Egypt was just dominating them. Yep. They were getting every single play, every ball.
And I turn on the match, the game, whatever it's called. And within 15 minutes, they scored 3 goals.
Yep.
Two were Messi's goals?
He scored at least one.
Because I know he missed, like, a free kick or something.
Yeah, he missed another one of them's.
And then, he had a penalty kick or whatever he missed. I think he made 2 out of the 3 goals.
But it's like, he is just unstoppable. I don't see how you can't.
Were you watching that live, or you watched it later?
Just a little bit back.
A little delayed? Yep. That was crazy. It was a crazy comeback, man.
It was just unreal just watching it. Because for some reason, even though Egypt was up 2-0, and they're, like I said, there was like 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Everybody, you could just see it in the crowd. They were like, don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. And it just started to build and build and build. And after that first goal,
that's
crowd
what the
took
announcers
it.
Are saying. Like, Messi can just find another gear, and he did.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
He didn't want to go home like that.
Wow. So who do we got now for matchups? Let me go to the World Cup.
We got nothing today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow starts the, what is it, like Elite Eight?
Quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 4, France, Morocco.
That should be good, but France just looks so good.
Spain, Belgium on Friday.
And then here we go. These next 3.
Saturday's Norway, England.
That one.
Then Saturday night, Argentina, Switzerland, bud.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I can't even imagine the final 4 that this is going to produce. Man.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
Was that game last night? I didn't say that, but was there one last night?
There was one after it with Colombia and Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. It was at a weird time, though. Argentina started at like noon or something,
yeah,
right?
And the next one's like 4 or 5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was that game was really good, too. I forgot that I really like a couple of the players that are on Colombia, but then they lost.
Switzerland, it went scoreless? But yeah, Switzerland has 4 points or something? How does that work?
All the way to the final penalty kick for Switzerland.
Full time they played.
Yep. Then they played the extras, and then they did...
How do they decide who wins then?
They did penalty kicks.
Oh, okay.
And it came down to...
4 to 3 penalty kicks?
Colombia missed one.
Gotcha.
So all Switzerland, their very last penalty kicker had to do was make it, and he did.
Wow.
So it was like at the buzzer, almost. It was unreal.
It's been crazy, man. I hope you guys are enjoying the coverage.
It's been fun.
I don't know who to root for now, though, now that U.S. is out.
I mean,
who are you rooting for? Who are you following?
There's a lot of players that I like, but Norway has come out of kind of nowhere as like that team that everybody's kind of...
With that Viking on it you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of rooting for it. Argentina. I think everybody is kind of looking for like a France-Argentina final.
Does that guy on Norway play for Man City too, or one of them?
I think it's Man City.
Is it Man City?
But he's just so big.
I don't know. I kind of want to see Messi's like retirement go out big. He's won a couple World Cups, right?
They were last year.
Erling year's. Haaland is my current favorite. Katie said
they were last year's champion.
Yeah,
so.
Man City's who he plays on.
I mean,
so if this is Messi's final run, I'll root for Argentina.
He could
after yesterday's
be.
Game. I want to see this guy win.
Right? Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing him win back-to-back and just kind of solidify himself as
one of the
greatest soccer player of all time.
39 years of age, decrepit, barely standing.
How does he do it?
How does this elderly man continue to play the sport
of
football?
2 hours on the soccer field, 22 hours in a wheelchair.
He's so
no doubts.
Old and decrepit, the oldest man to ever play the game.
A nurse must bathe his genitals.
Unbelievable for a man of his age. Well, as long as we're talking sports, let's talk Little League, shall we?
Oh, that's coming up soon.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Little League World Series or whatever.
I forgot about it. Now I'm all excited.
I'm talking about the... Steve Rodriguez Prado down in Las Vegas. Now, everything about this I'm fine with until he used the Little League's money for it.
Oh, it's one of these guys. I hate the people that take money from kids' sports, stuff like that.
Police say Little League president Steve Rodriguez Prado spent nearly $65,000 on casinos, strip clubs, and erectile dysfunction pills. The money that was meant for the Little League.
Devastated by the news. It's a shame that the penalty can't be like when they used to stone criminals with rocks. They can't just have the kids line up and throw baseballs at them. With the loss, they're not going to be able to recoup.
It feels like a slap in the face. The entire community. This is not the richest community.
No. No, the people who live in Las Vegas are not as... well off as the people who visit Las Vegas.
I like that they made sure in that they talked about the boner pills.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably didn't
He can't
have
get
to.
Boners. Nothing wrong with I'm not shaming
no, but
anybody.
That
guy deserves to be shamed.
Yeah, like, ha, ha, ha. He spent on this, and boner pills.
Yeah, Support all your gender-affirming care. If you need to get erectile dysfunction pills, you do you, bud.
But I do salt,
like,
Peter.
I do like shaming this a little bit.
Less erection.
Police obtained a receipt for $1,351 at a strip club.
Damn.
Who's getting receipts at strip clubs? Oh, maybe he didn't get it, but they have internal systems.
Gotta
get
you can
it,
go
yeah.
back and be like, hey, this guy's card on so-and-so, because it was the Little League card.
Sure. He bought an $800 bottle of Don Julio. Table service, bud. Strip club table service. $50 for a bucket of Modelo beers.
How much?
$50 for a bucket of beers. I think the Don Julio is rare.
How much is for a bucket of beers?
It's Vegas strip
club. Oh, yeah.
You got to remember where we are here, bud.
I completely forgot about that.
We ain't going to a CNY. We ain't going to Peepers,
bud. Well, I was going to say, never mind. That's a... It's a pretty good deal.
And then he left a tip for $433.
What was he doing? Was he just sitting at a table?
I'm sure he was throwing a little ball or trying to be... I really don't know.
That's just weird.
I mean, maybe he had a private party. They also found that he spent $294 on Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
So, I don't know.
Nah, you gotta go to jail.
Why? But I'm like saying, why did he have... Was he having intercourse with the strippers? Like, why did he need the erection pills?
Maybe it was just he was using that. He couldn't use his card, so, like, his wife couldn't see.
Oh, maybe.
The Blue Chew, maybe?
Maybe.
Or was he,
Was
he wanting to present?
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to be crass, but is, like, did he feel like he needed to be erect at the strip club?
Because I get it. Because sometimes if you...
You get it?
If you're not quite, maybe the lady doesn't think you're so enthused. Oh! So if you're just, you know, kind of not into it, but you got popped that blue chew before, maybe he's like, I love every day.
See, I'm the opposite. I'd like to keep it down so they work a little harder for it. Be like, as you can see, I'm yet to be impressed.
I mean, this is all we've got. I'm yet to be impressed. Get the ping pong balls.
He did a bunch of stuff. They're like, the money reportedly stole was intended for baseball uniforms. Saw the stuff.
Deal.
He depleted the account to just $25 remaining.
What a douchebag.
I got a feeling he's one of these gambling addicts, and I feel for any addict of any kind where he's like, no. But I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get it back. I know I spent that, but I'm going to go and I'm going to get it back.
He's going to then just slide it right back in there, and it's no big deal.
You're never going to get it back. Casinos don't build those big buildings giving money away, friends. No.
Well, maybe like one of the casinos can do something and come together and sponsor that league.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a little nice PR, and it's not like 60 grand to any casino anywhere is
anything.
That's a drop in.
Or maybe the strip club that charged $800 for a bottle can be like, hey guys,
yeah,
we heard about the Little League. We didn't know that he was spending your money.
Yeah.
Here's $5,000. Like, there's a lot of opportunities for some PR benefits for these organizations.
Exactly.
Who are not hurting for cash in the Las Vegas area. Oh, we're here to help the Las Vegas Little League. Mm-hmm. What?
Poor
Hambone. Hambone said, I had a stripper chastise me for not getting aroused during the dance once. Hambone.
He got yelled at by a stripper.
Hambone. That's sad. It is up. No, it is.
Oh, just give me a second.
It is. You can't see it.
Tugging on it like a piece of bubblegum.
No, it is. You're doing a really good job. It's really happy right now.
Look at it real quick.
Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Like I've been telling you, learn some new technologies, learn how our new website works, learn how the streaming works.
Yes.
And tonight at 7, I'll drinky drink with you, watch some music videos, hang out, and tonight and tomorrow night, for tomorrow night's Cocoa Puffs has the same giveaway, we got Five Finger Death Punch tickets. All you gotta do is jump in.
How do you like that?
Just jump in our Twitch stream tonight, and you can win. We're gonna put the Five Finger Death Punch tickets up Don Vito's ass, and you gotta find him.
You gotta find him. There's only one good one.
There's one good one, and then the other one's in Ape's van. You gotta find it.
Would we lit on fire and pushed into the Onondaga Lake?
So I gotta be careful with this story because this guy's in our listening area, and I'm not trying to get sued. But you know Snake, the Bigfoot hunter that was at the fair last year? He brought the Bigfoot. Did anybody see the Bigfoot?
I didn't.
Listen. As a man who's got his own Pineapple Pine Monster work going on, I respect the hustle.
Yes.
I respect the hustle.
But
I think the Pineapple Pine Monster is more scary and elusive than the Adirondack Bigfoot that he has.
I agree.
But he says
got no Bigfoot.
He's tested the Bigfoot's DNA.
Oh, did he?
So did anybody at least go see the Bigfoot when it was at the fair last year?
I did not.
I saw the photo that was on, I think, Syracuse.com took a photo.
If it was for real, the government would have came and snatched it up so fast and it would be a story. It's that thing that I've said all forever. They're not, if there's a Bigfoot found, there's not,
know.
It's not going to be made into a special for 4 months and nobody knows.
And then show up
on Discovery Channel. No, they're going to interrupt King of Queens on a Wednesday at 10 a.m. and go, breaking news, a Bigfoot has been found. The government has gone to Snake's house and taken a Bigfoot that he has claimed. And blah, 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 blah.
Or it's not going to sit in a case at the fair for 2 weeks or whatever.
That's what I mean.
But again, I ain't trying to yuck your yum, Snake. Don't sue me. You got a Bigfoot. I'll say that you got a Bigfoot. So he got it tested at Cornell University.
Uh-huh.
Which, who at Cornell's getting it? Anyways, all right. Cornell, you are reputable.
But what did they say? Did they come back and they're like, yup, Bigfoot.
I mean, you're the home of the Boner Champ.
Yeah.
Rockley Rob.
Right? No, I assume that you're about to say that they have concluded that it is unknown whatever.
Quite the opposite, friend.
They say it's a Bigfoot.
After doing a DNA test at Cornell Veterinary Bio DNA Lab, we found that this is 58.5% Neanderthal / Denisovan, which is European Neanderthal mixing with Asian Neanderthal. And then this 41.5% remaining, that is human.
So there's human and Neanderthal.
So
no.
Could it be, Snake?
No.
You just found a dead guy?
Right.
Like, you know, did you find an old dead guy and you put him in a box?
I heard a dead guy around.
And nobody know, like...
Wait, but was that the Cornell doctor?
That was Snake. Yeah, so exactly. After doing a DNA test, we found 58.5% Neanderthal.
Sure he did.
41.5% remaining. That is human, he told Local 4 Detroit. That's where you heard that.
Exactly.
What we have is a Neanderthal-human hybrid, and that Neanderthal side has been evolving over the millennia and has remained very aggressive.
Sure, bud.
I mean, here's the photo he has of it.
I got a one-lane bridge to sell you in Phoenix.
What? No, that's not my bridge.
Wait, what's, you got a picture?
Yeah, it's the one that, here, this is, like, he's not hiding it. This is his Bigfoot. That's his Bigfoot. That's the Bigfoot you could have gone to see when he had it at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, man, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Cornell analysis claims that the archaic DNA likely came from a highly distinct familial line that dodged genetic bottlenecks. I don't know all these scientific terms.
So they got just other DNA from Bigfoots to compare this to, so that's why it's an easy match.
Stewart also told... Oh, he calls it DAC? D-A-C-K?
Okay.
He has a name for it?
It's already won more championships than the one on the Cowboys.
He said... Dak's teeth were tested, and it was determined that its age was somewhere between late teens and early 20s. He warned there are likely more Sasquatches hiding in remote caves and living scavenger lifestyles throughout upstate New York. I know plenty of people living scavenger lifestyles in upstate New York.
Right? Yeah, man. I just, this would be a bigger deal.
I know, it would be. It would be. I mean, again, I ain't trying to get sued by Snake. If he manufactured this, which I'm not saying he did.
Yeah.
If he did, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
like, it looks like a pretty cool
story. Make your money.
Prop, if it was a prop and you're out there hustling, I ain't yucking it.
Yeah.
But
I ain't getting on board with that.
But people like Matthew Moneymaker, the Sasquatch expert that's always on TV.
Yeah.
He disputes all of this.
Yeah.
Matthew Moneymaker says, no, he doesn't actually have Bigfoot remains. It's just a cheesy, fake, dead Bigfoot, perhaps a little bit better than Tom Biscardi's famous fake dead Bigfoot. I guess this is a thing. Moneymaker wrote in the lead up to last year's New York State Fair. Stewart put the body on display at the New York State Fair last year where 60,000 people came to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of you... Listen, somebody to us, had to be one of you.
Somebody saw it.
Describe
like,
it to
no.
me.
Yeah.
If 60,000 people saw it, we have some crossover.
There's
Stewart's shaking
be.
Off any hate. Quote, no, he doesn't actually have Bigfoot remains, Matthew Moneymaker said. Stewart said, I'm going to get backlash, but we're trying to share this with as many people as we can, he said in his defense. Listen, if you got a work going, a gimmick, fine, do you.
Cool.
I love a good circus sideshow.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff. I love old-timey circus gimmicks.
I saw the tiny world's tiniest lady once, too.
But you can't
so.
Dispute what Cody is saying.
Yeah.
If I found the body of a dead alien out behind my house,
yeah,
that would be news.
You wouldn't have
you
to.
You wouldn't be talking about it.
You wouldn't need to convince people.
No. You wouldn't have a tent.
No.
Maybe I would have a tent at the fair. And
no, the government would come and take it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no.
Yeah.
This is a real, it's a real Bigfoot. No, give me that's ours now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it was in New York.
Oh, New York State would not allow you to have any of that.
So you found this in New York, but
well, that's gonna be $1,000 finding fine.
Or he found just some poor grave that got washed away, and like you said, he's carrying around just some poor dead guy.
Some huge dead guy, yeah.
That had just like giganticism, and he died young like that because a lot of them do.
And I'm with Lucky in chat. Lucky says I want to see the papers from Cornell and the scientists. Yeah, I want to see what scientists.
What I'm saying. He says it's from Cornell, and then he reads it.
I want the Cornell scientist with his name or her name on the records to say, I, a Cornell scientist, have tested this, and here's the data.
You probably spilled that non-fat yogurt into Mayor Giuliani's blood, and now he's the Sasquatch.
Says low fat. It's not low fat.
Can't be
low fat.
Dearly beloved,
the best. The best. I love it. Good morning, everybody.
Straight up.
I'm playing this for a reason. I'll get into that, but let's listen for a second.
Okay.
Treat yourself to the Syracuse University performance of this song. It's pretty awesome. It's on YouTube. It's free.
What do you mean?
He performed a concert movie at Syracuse University years
ago. Gotcha. I thought you meant like how halftime the band comes out.
No, he's on stage doing this at the dome.
That's pretty cool.
Although I think his family's really boning him over because he didn't want to release a lot of music, and now they're like, well, he's dead, so we want money.
And we need more money, so
look at release whatever.
And look what we found.
According to Entertainment Weekly, good morning, this is K-Rock. This is one of the top rock and roll songs of all time, Cody Mack.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
That's fine. I got no problem with that. Because, like, there's a couple other I'm sure you could, whatever, but...
But the rest of the list is debatable. Let's go through it, all right? They did 20. I'm starting at number 13 with Prince and the Revolution.
I like the one where he's playing guitar with all those other guys that play guitar real well, and he's like, oh, we playing guitar?
Where the guitar gently weeps?
Or he's like, oh, we're all playing guitar?
Bro,
and then he just blows them all out of the water.
I don't know what the story is, but it was something to do with, like, we don't, like, Prince wasn't allowed to have a solo. Or
yeah, they were like,
they
we're
didn't
not,
think, yeah.
Yeah, we're not trying to show each other up. And he's like, I can play guitar.
I can play guitar. And then he throws the effing guitar at the end, dude.
Yeah. He's fun.
He's fun! All right, number 12. Number 12! I would agree with this. I love ZZ Top.
Yeah, I would imagine this order is subjectable or whatever the hell, but...
Subjective, yeah.
Yeah, subjective, and it's, whatever, they're all probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But then we'll get into some hipster picks, I think, at some point.
Oh, really? Oh,
which is
some,
what? Yeah.
I'm gonna talk into this microphone. In the morning. Got a lot of nice girls. I gotta pick up some groceries. This had to be in like Guitar Hero, right?
Oh, for sure.
Everybody was ZZ Topping.
Number 11 on Entertainment Weekly's top rock and roll songs of all time. Johnny B. Good. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I got no problem with this either. All right. Now I'm going to get angry.
My cousin Marvin Berry called me and I was looking for a new sound.
And this was it?
Some kid was playing it and he put me in the phone. I go, all right, that's it, yeah.
I just like the fact that they think that he can hear them.
Yeah.
Just listen to this. 40 feet away.
Yep. To badly quote a John Mulaney joke. Oh, and also they'll pretend that black people invented rock and roll, so we'll take that from them.
Gotta get that.
On a 1950s telephone.
That's what I mean. Here, listen from that far away. It's old, too.
This gets into the more hipster stuff.
Right.
I respect her for what
now,
she's
10?
Done. This is number 9. I can understand what Patti Smith
this isn't rock
brought
and roll.
And I'm going to piss off music nerds. I can respect what Patti Smith did for the scene. That whole punk rock scene.
Oh,
CBGB
did it get a little,
scene.
This is a little different because I don't know this song.
I don't even know. I don't know much Patti Smith.
Because if it gets more like punk rockish, okay.
I'll jump to the middle.
Oh. For some reason, I'm not as familiar with that name, but maybe she's one of those, like, influential, like, oh, Stevie Nicks really liked her.
You know one Patti Smith song. This isn't on the list, but I'll play this for Cody just because he knows. This is Patti Smith.
It's a good song.
This is a great song.
It's a good song right here. Never mind, I like Patti Smith. Yeah, we're all about Patti Smith. Patti Smith is where it's at. Patti Smith for the fair.
All right.
Is she alive? She around?
Yes.
Okay. Patti Smith for the fair.
But I only want to hear this song.
It's okay. You can open it and close with it. But yeah, that's okay. I'm all right.
Number 8.
I don't even throw at you. Just throw my whole thing of water at you.
Number 8 on the list. I get it. Rolling Stones. All right. Yeah. I can put them on the list. Give me Shelter, Rolling Stones.
I don't have a problem with this just because I know how big they are. That's why I, as much as I don't like the Beatles, sure, I'm okay with them being on the list.
I can respect it.
But it's weird, though. This is now, you said number 8?
Yeah.
It's crazy that they're going to put Oasis in the top 5. But all right.
I'll let you tell them, guys.
All right, though. Multiple. Like, what, are they going to be number 7? And then, like, 5, 4, 3, 2?
Yeah, you got
my hat. Wow. That was not a vibra slap.
Oh, I got... Where is my vibra slap? Is it home? Oh, there it is!
Did you hear that thing from Steven Tyler?
No, what?
That in the song that they have with that?
Yeah?
You can hear him break it?
Oh, he does? I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, you can hear him break it, and they just leave it in the opening of the song. I don't know what song it is already. I forget. This might be one of the only ones I like from these guys. I'm not a Rolling Stones guy.
Number 7, yes, with the band, but not... You picked the wrong song, in my opinion. Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Where did I go? Oh, there.
Whoa.
White Stripes Fell in Love with a Girl. I think that...
Everybody loves this song. It's like their first one, right?
Yeah, but...
I won all those MTV movie award or video award things.
It's a great rock song, but they sing Seven Nation Army in soccer stadiums. Like,
yeah,
this is a way bigger song.
I think so.
Oddly enough, I played that Fell in Love with a Girl video last week.
Yeah,
and last
I like
thing.
That song more than most of their other ones.
You do?
Especially more than this.
Really?
Yeah. They play it because it has this drum and for chants,
but
it's really good.
Stadiums sing this song. So, all right, listen.
I think it was more because, like, remember when that video came out and their sound? It was like, what the hell are the White Stripes?
And there's only two of them?
That don't make no sense! What, are they married? But no, yeah, this song has definitely grown to be bigger than any of their other ones.
All right, now we're in number 6. Number 6. Neither of us are big Beatles guys.
Oh. What's this one?
A Day in the Life by the Beatles. I would have picked a different Beatles song.
Any other
right.
Beatles song, I'd imagine. I don't even know. Do I know this one? I read the
news today. Oh, okay. You know this. Boy,
yeah. Better when Oasis does it.
About a lucky
yeah.
Man who
made That's so I weird. That we don't like the Beatles at all. It's
yeah.
just Oasis is the Beatles, but
yeah.
louder.
Well, I just had to
laugh. No. I saw the
photograph. This is Entertainment Weekly's top rock and roll songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the top 5.
Word.
Oasis, Oasis, Oasis. Weezer. Oasis.
What Weezer song?
Number 5, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, well, I learned he's all about politics now, so I don't want nothing to do with him.
He got all political.
Real nice. Keep it about the music, bro!
They said that the rules when picking their... What, you don't like it?
I hate this song.
You do?
I think Bruce is stupid.
I'm not a big Bruce guy.
I
like a couple Bruce songs.
I don't like how he plays the guitar really hard and that angry face.
Yeah.
Not for me.
They said the song had to stand the test of time, be a boundary breaker.
Yeah.
Pass a rock out in the car test and the deserted island test. All right, there's a lot of weird things.
Yeah, well, he's just, it always sounds like he's being so dramatic.
Every
sound he makes with his voice is he's just trying to be the most dramatic person saying these words right now. Just not, yeah, not.
In my opinion, This, their number four, in my opinion, should have been number one.
Is this the real life? Wow, so what's going to be?
The rest are hipster choices, in my view.
Where they're like,
this is my number one.
If you actually go back and look at
it, yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
1976, 1963, 1964.
Yeah. I remember hearing this on the radio. Like, how are they playing such a long song on the radio?
It was a big issue. They didn't want to play it. It's in the movie.
Oh, really? They didn't want to have this
on
there?
You expect us to play a 7-minute song on the radio?
Yeah.
And it's actually 3 different songs you couldn't finish.
Oh, really? So it was like...
That's why they sound so different.
Yeah, they all sound like a completely different thing. Like, that was one song. Now he's going to go into his next one. Was there one in that?
I'm in Queen, no.
Oh. So say it fit pretty well.
I agree with Sarah. As much as I say how much I love Oasis, Queen is, in my opinion, the greatest rock band of all time.
Oh. Interesting.
I'm sorry. Freddie Mercury is the greatest front man of all time.
Okay. Make sure I tag you and Liam later. Are you sure it's not in there?
Top three.
It's pretty much in there.
This I can recognize is a groundbreaking song. It was big deal. I am not a big fan, but I can respect it.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I don't like anything else from them.
It broke through 1976. I can respect that. Bigger than Bohemian Rhapsody? No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, very much disagree. At the time, maybe, because this came out much earlier.
Let's go.
What? This song.
Came out earlier than what?
Than the Queen song, right?
Oh, Queen was 75, this was 76, so around the same time.
Never mind then. I was going to say, I thought maybe because, you know, you don't play music like this.
Yeah.
What, are you wearing a leather jacket?
Text line, Boxcar with a great point. No Stairway to Heaven. Wow, you're right.
No Stairway to Heaven.
Did they put any Led Zeppelin on here?
No Stairway to Heaven. That's the rule, I thought.
That's the rule.
That's the goal now.
24 was Whole Lot of Love by Zeppelin, which is a great song. I love Zeppelin.
That's the goal now. We don't take the Stairway to Heaven. We take the express lane to hell.
We do that.
That's the goal now.
Do you see the jokes going around that heat wave last week was the gates of hell opening up to accept Mitch McConnell? That's why it was so hot.
I don't think that's really funny at all.
This is going to be a hipster choice, and maybe there's some music history I'm just not aware of, so maybe my ignorance is going to show here, but
all right.
This is their number two, right? Is that number two? 1963. I think this probably broke a lot of racial boundaries. It probably broke through in a way that this is quote-unquote rock and roll, but of all time.
I just can't, how many times they've used this in movies, I can't hear this song anymore. Every Italian mafia movie.
Yeah, exactly. The Ronettes, Be My Baby.
And this voice always confuses me growing up, and even to this day.
Why?
Is this a 10-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, a 30-year-old woman?
It's the sound of the time, almost.
But I don't know how old it's supposed to be. Is that supposed to be a 20-year-old boy?
And then now, right now, the mafia's shooting everybody and there's blood flying everywhere.
Yep. Or they're trying to show them the good life of what's going on around them. Just wait and see. Yeah, I don't know if I consider this.
And then number one, again, I think it's a hipster choice. I gotta probably, it's more music history nerd stuff that I'm missing out on, but number one, they claim, best rock and roll song of all time is The Kinks.
Because it was the first song?
It was the first, first recorded song of all time.
Ever?
Ever.
I feel like they got the list almost right, but they got to flip it. Almost.
Yeah?
Like flip the back and the front. Rigged. Yeah. I don't think any of us hate it.
It just isn't better than this. I mean, this is number 24?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. The Kinks?
You need cool
out!
Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school. Way down inside.
Yeah!
Greta Von Fleet song.
This is a Greta Von Fleet tune,
right
here.
Good Greta Von Fleet song right there.
Yeah, how are you gonna do this to Led?
You gotta bump him up.
I think it hurt them. I think it hurt them immensely that they stopped so early.
As much as we pick on Metallica, it is kind of effed up. They didn't make the top 25.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Top rock songs
that's
of
crazy.
All times. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
You cannot like Metallica. And
right? Yeah.
And I do like Metallica. I'm just saying that they should be in the top 25.
And I don't. And I think they should be in the top 25.
good morning. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Tonight, 7 o'clock. You know where to find us. On the internet.
I like the internet.
Learn some new technology, friends. The show.fm. Always streaming there. We'll always be streaming there. Twitch.tv/theshow. Or the show.fm.
You can see ghost bots on the internet.
You can see ghost bots on the internet.
Yeah, like lots of them.
We don't have Krispy Kreme around here, so this is kind
of
a tease.
Not anymore. We kicked them out because we're
a Dunkin' Town.
We're terrible people. We're actually angry that they would even bother.
Like, why are you even here right now? This
doing?
Is Dunkin'
what
Town.
What are you doing?
But no, we're not just the Dunkin' Town. We got like our little.
We did it to Tim Hortons too. We did.
But we also love our small mom and pop donut shops at Green Hills.
Yeah. Like, yeah, now we're getting
Country
better
Glazed
at,
up by me.
In the little coffee places that we see here now. I mean, like, okay.
So
okay,
we're like,
okay.
All right, we'll allow one donut chain. The rest of you get the hell out of here.
Figure it out.
Except for the mom and the pops.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme has teamed up with Girl Scouts to make Girl Scout cookie donuts. Yeah, dude, I kind of want these. I kind
of
want these.
It depends. A lot of these times, these flavors aren't all what they're cracked up to be. So I'd have to see.
Thin Mints Donut. It is a chocolate icing with cookie crumbles, dark chocolate chips, and a cool mint drizzle. That's the one I want. That's the one I want.
Josh loves a cool mint drizzle. It's like his favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mint and I dated for a brief time in the 90s.
Oh, that cool mint drizzle.
Well, that one. Lemon Ups.
It's just going to be.
It's a filled donut with a little lemon in the inside covered in lemon icing.
I'm sure they're good, but I don't know. I'm just not.
Samoa's chocolate covered donut with caramel coconut.
I think I might be over people trying to do Girl Scout cookie flavor things.
Really?
There's like these ice creams.
But you still like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
You just don't want the flavors crossing the streams.
Let's just keep it to ourselves, Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Unless they're, you know, able to get some sort of partnership.
I think the two I'd like
out of like a Krispy Kreme.
Because I do like just a standard glazed donut. No joke.
I had never had one, and then I had one down in Texas during the draft.
Okay.
We possibly stumbled a little drunk into a gas station that had them, and I ate one. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would like seek them out.
I don't ever seek them out. If it shows up, I'm going to have it.
Yeah.
Like when sometimes Liz brings donuts in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that.
Yep.
I'll have a glazed.
Yep.
But I'm like you, I don't seek it out.
And what I will do is at a grocery store, I will go over and take a peek and see if you have any like crazy donut flavor of the week. Like Tops
oh, I
and
like
Price
that.
Chopper
yeah.
have. And
yeah,
I'll be
I like that.
You guys. So I'll get those every once in a while.
Did you see that bougie bitch who's going viral for picking on Tops? You didn't see that? It's probably not on TikTok.
I'll powerbomb her through the hobo table out back here.
Dude, some New York City influencer.
Oh, God.
She comes up upstate.
Oh, God, yeah.
To vacation for the 4th of July weekend. She's got that same Botoxed big lip duck face that everybody's got now.
Yep.
Wearing her Montauk t-shirt. Oh, God. And she's like, oh my God, you guys, we're going to go grocery shopping in this small town grocery store.
And it was like Fayetteville, New York.
No, it was honestly, it wasn't even like.
No, it's not small town at all, I'm sure.
It was
yeah,
like 2 hours north of the city.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at this fruit. It's so moldy. It wasn't. She's like, I guess I'll take some. Like, she was just crapping all over us. And either maybe I'm too poor to know what good produce looks like. I think all that looks fine.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. Sorry, is it not thrown out onto the street and you have to pay $1 billion for an apple like it's like New York City?
No, she's Long Island, I'm sure.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So she, I don't know she has what no idea where world fruit she comes lives from. In. But she was cramping all over tops. And I'm like, you keep our tops out of your damn mouth.
Yeah, she's never had to do a damn thing for herself in her life.
No, so. And she's like, oh my God, I gotta get a shopping cart, you guys. It's like, ugh. I'm just over influencers.
Yep, no. Or that do stuff like that, not knowing that you're extremely incorrect.
Yeah, it's a good grocery store.
And it's very obvious that you're extremely incorrect.
Yeah, pissed me off. Anyways.
Well, stay out our tops.
Then don't come back.
Yo, Botox, bitch.
If you were watching the Twitch or YouTube stream, I just showed the influencer who was poo-pooing tops, and we all hate her.
Usually there's a couple of us that we were, I think, all in agreement.
I think we all immediately hated this woman.
Well, it helps that she tried to ish on tops.
And we love tops.
Yeah.
Because she had to be amongst the poors. She had to leave Manhattan and be amongst the poors.
And it was all like a very nicely stocked.
Nice tops.
Tops.
On a July 4th weekend.
Right?
Yeah. So if things were picked over, it's because it's July 4th weekend.
And my favorite part is that she would criticize the tops, fruits and vegetables, three different times. And three different times,
she went back.
She went and stocked her cart up with more of those absolutely terrible fruits and vegetables. Yeah,
they're so bad that you had to keep filling your cart with them.
It's like, lady.
And then she had to put her cart back at the end.
Oh my God, that part.
Oh
what
my
we,
God. And then what it, are we even doing? It's a simulation.
And then it started to rain a little.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't even believe it.
She couldn't believe
what
it.
What is our life?
What is that? We forgot the ice. I just can't. I share, and we both do. We share so much of our lives on this show.
Yeah.
That's why I think people can connect with it. But this is enough. I can't imagine filming yourself all day. Doing everything
for no
to a camera.
And you're not even doing, like, you're not even, like, providing content.
Like, yeah,
while
what was that video?
Grocery shopping.
If you didn't see it and you want to see it, just Google influencer grocery shopping. And she's all over the internet right now.
You didn't show any, like, if you thought it was so podunk.
You're like, hey, guys.
Show some of that and prove it. Not just go, this fruit's terrible. Loads up with the watermelon and some pineapples and sweet potatoes. This fruit's terrible.
Yeah,
get some apples, get some corn, get some potatoes.
To Cody's point, be like, hey guys, this is what we're going to make this weekend at the barbecue. Here's what I'm shopping for.
Yeah.
Okay, you're providing maybe some content. I don't know what that content is.
I think
just filming your face as you go through the world.
She thought that she was going to be relatable because I would imagine she was relatable.
To
if
all
you
of
watch,
her friends.
If you watch that like original video, wherever it is, I bet it's majority on her side because those are the people that watch her stuff. So they're probably
Botox,
like, oh,
Manhattan
God.
Women are like, you went to a poor grocery store?
Where even were you? Is that meat bag?
Yeah. And I saw, because I went down the wormhole of like looking into her videos.
And that's just it all day, that stuff?
No, she wasn't even staying at that bougie of like, I don't think it was in the Adirondacks. I think it was actually south.
Okay.
Like in the Catskills,
just
maybe.
Just a lake house. Somewhere
it
or whatever.
It wasn't even that. It looked like kind of like a condo.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't even that bougie. So it's like, I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about?
No,
you ain't that rich?
Yeah, that's someone that just has never had to, you could tell, she's never had to grocery shop.
No.
Because there was nothing out of the ordinary at
not
that Tops.
Not a thing happened. Not a bad experience.
There was nobody, there wasn't
packed.
Everything
she saw, Tops had in stock for her.
Like, lady, you got lucky. On a 4th of July weekend or whatever, going to a grocery store and you were able to get everything you needed?
Yeah. What was worse, Thanksgiving or 4th of July at the grocery store?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I didn't, 4th of July, luckily for me, wasn't much. Like, I, you know, like, cheese slices.
Yeah.
Butter. But
just barbecue stuff.
Yeah, luckily that was an easy one. No, Christmas was always the worst.
Well,
by
far. I got bad news for you Frank's Red Hot fans. I don't know if this is going to affect the price.
I haven't had Frank's in a minute.
But a semi-truck filled with 40,000 pounds of Frank's Red Hot tipped over in Delaware County, Ohio.
Oh. I miss Frank's. That was the one that changed the most with my weird
your dislike
hot
of hot sauce
thing
in
my mouth.
You don't get it?
It still to this day tastes weird.
Yeah?
That one's never come back. I can't, Frank's just, that was my favorite hot sauce too.
Were you putting it on eggs and everything?
Anything. And now it tastes weird to
we
me.
We have the Frank's buffalo sauce in our house. We have the Frank's and one. The Frank's buffalo sauce.
That's a good one.
The sauce began leaking Tuesday as the truck traveled north, leaving a trail. Oh, it didn't tip over. I'm sorry. It slowly leaked.
Like a pallet fell over
type deal? Yeah, I guess so. Or is this a tanker truck?
Oh, jeez. Because I'm picturing like how it was for sometimes every once in a while on the worst day ever that your dairy pallet would fall over in the truck and you'd pop open the back and it would just have, or your milk guy that was more, you just have milk rushing at you.
Yeah, that's gross.
You're like, uh-oh.
That's gross. The sauce began leaking as the truck traveled north, leaving a trail. Firefighters followed to the nearby truck stop. They had to contact the Ohio EPA because this is a potential hazmat or environmental damage. I would imagine 40,000 pounds of hot sauce going into the grass might do something.
Yeah, just got to go get one of those trucks with the spray water thing. And just
all right, water them down.
Spray them off.
One driver spent $30 on car washes saying that they can't remove the stains.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Because it is oil-based.
Mixed with probably like some dirt and whatever.
The trucking company is arranging for the cleanup along the road. Affected drivers can seek insurance compensation. Oh,
I would. I would.
Can't imagine. My insurance agent already hates me. I can't imagine.
If you're like, I drove through an ass ton of hot sauce.
Hi, Josh. Hi. What happened this time? Did you run into a pole?
No, no.
Did a rock break your window?
No.
I drove into hot sauce.
You what?
Excuse me?
I was driving in the truck, had the hot sauce, and I went roam into the hot sauce.
Like a little river of it.
Excuse me, you say you drove through like a little river of hot sauce?
I was having so much sauce, it was so hot and spicy. Now my paint's gone.
Please don't call us anymore. Please find another insurance agent.
Not even, it's just you get done saying that, and then just...
Hello?
Hello? You there?
Liberty, Liberty, the Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals takes over the New York State Fairgrounds, opens on a Thursday this year. Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals, July 16th, 17th, and 18th. 17th, you can make a day of it. Go to the Nationals, then go over to the bird thawing event.
Oh, there you go.
Head back to the Nationals.
There you go.
Hit them both.
Don't you remember? You used to ride on that little hump in the back of my Chevy.
I did. I loved the hump seat.
You remember.
At the New York State Fairgrounds, presented by McGuire Family of Dealerships and Camping World, the largest car show in the Northeast, over 7,000 vehicles at 250 vendors. What?
I mean, the cars. They'll have green, red.
All colors.
Black.
All kinds of colors.
And blue ones.
Sizes and variations.
Yellow.
Thursday night's the night, though, because get this.
Yeah, this is the deal.
Thursday night after 5 o'clock, tickets are just $5, and you're going to get the whole Nationals experience. They want to bring you in on a Thursday. They want you to see what it's like on a Thursday. So new this year, Thursday after 5, you've got lowrider exhibits, nitro car flare-ups, modern muscle dyno challenges, a flamethrower finale, and music from the arcade.
Hell yeah.
Everybody loves the arcade.
Woohoo!
Syracuse, how did that happen?
What?
Oh, we have a Nationals command? Oh, that's over. That's last year's Nationals. Oh. Almost the same.
Close enough.
But that is convenient that it's still in there.
There you go.
Syracuse Nationals next weekend, syracusenationals.com. Rust Bros, Mike and Avery. Rust Valley Restorers. I like that show. I like watching that show. I think it's Georgia, G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Georgia?
She's a very beautiful woman who does social media with, like, low riders and stuff. She's coming in studio next Friday, so you better put on a nice t-shirt, nice button-down.
Tuxedo, my finest nice wrestling down, t-shirt.
Your finest Jake the Snake t-shirt.
Okay.
And your fanciest shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So HuffPost has an article on first dates, so maybe you and Georgia that night can go on a first date.
Perfect.
They say some of the mistakes people make on first dates are easy to avoid. So, for example, turning the conversation into a one-person podcast, meaning you're just talking.
And you're talking, okay.
And you're talking. You have to actively listen.
No, I get that. Sometimes I don't care, though, if the person is the one doing all the talking.
You just, like, listen?
Yeah.
I think that
it's easier.
Well, because all of our lives are is nonstop talking. It's not a joke that I don't like talking after I'm done here.
I do. I just get
to
a point
himself.
During the week where I don't even talk to myself because there's no more words. By like Friday, I don't talk to myself till like probably Saturday at some point.
Yeah.
That's how sometimes I don't know that I've lost my voice.
Mal said she's been losing her voice for a while. She's out of words.
Yeah, it's rough.
This is my job. This is, like, you don't. It's weird to say that my job is talking, but my job is kind of talking. And when I go home, I don't want to do my job anymore. I just want to be quiet, which can be upsetting to my wife and family members.
No, I've tried to explain that to people that
I just said 4.5 hours of words. Yeah, I don't want any more words.
In no way am I not interested. I am just. I enjoy if you can go ahead and just you talk my ear off.
Yeah, go nuts, please.
Have at it.
Tell me all about your day.
I will actively listen, but I would prefer, why don't you just go ahead? Not all the time, but, you know,
don't
when the days
try
happen.
So hard to impress them. So they say if you're trying to impress someone that you forget you're also deciding if you even like them, it's not about getting picked. It's about figuring out if there's enough of a connection.
Oh, okay. So I'm just not going to do 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups
when I'm saying
right in front of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you don't, like, I'm not going to show her my pod collection.
Okay.
Do you want to see my pod collection and my widowly O.J. Simpson slammers?
I mean, do you want to see the different various collectible wrestling figures? Or I don't really understand. So.
You don't want to see my Back to the Future collectibles? I'll put them back in the car.
Slides.
They say maybe don't go on a dinner date for the first date because it's kind of a long interview. It's a weird situation.
Well, I disagree.
Eating.
If that's like first, like blind date, never talked to you before.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little bit much, but if you've been talking to somebody for a minute and then you're like, hey, you want to go on a first date? Then I think dinner's okay.
Get something to eat.
Yeah.
They say try things like mini golf, hanging out at a farmer's market, wandering around the mall or an IKEA.
All fun.
Fun.
I think at the first date, though, you might want to avoid shopping.
Yeah.
Right? We got to get some stuff. Want to go to the store? Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in a simulation at this grocery store.
Ooh, Jeff says concerts are a green flag.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Where's my cart,
God. It is raining.
They say, forget the old wait 3 days rule. If you had a good time, just send them a text. Dating is stressful enough. Don't pretend like you're playing chess.
Are you supposed to wait 3 days?
That's the old rule. Like, don't seem too eager or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Do whatever you want.
Who cares? Who cares? How are you going to ask them if they ate a cheeseburger today?
When my wife eventually kicks me out of the house, I'm not going on first dates. I'm going to live in a cabin in the woods.
Live in a van.
I'm probably going to live in a van. I don't even have cabin money. I'll live in a van.
Yeah, you got your car.
I'll go live in the Volkswagen.
Get one of them tents that connects to it. I'm sure that maybe Volkswagen has that type of thing, right?
I follow a lot of people on TikTok who live out of their cars. I don't know why I do, but I do. So I know their routine. I know they go to Planet Fitness to get their shower. They'll go to the laundromat, but they'll go find a laundromat that's kind of on the outskirts of the town.
That's such a lot, though. I've seen those. That's
the people
who
live in their car?
Yeah.
It's like, I just wonder if the car smells.
I would imagine. Like, watch me as I live a day. My always biggest problem is they're always sitting down. My legs, I need to stand up.
Yeah, you get atrophy. You want to move those legs.
Like, I can't just stretch my legs out while I'm sitting. Okay, that's the same thing as standing now. No, it's not.
I'd probably get claustrophobic, too. Like, some of them, like the people I follow that live in their cars, some of them live in just legitimate cars.
Yeah.
Some of them convert their vans and stuff. That's more the way to do it. I don't know if I have van conversion money either.
I think what these videos also don't show, I think you get hassled a lot more than you think you would.
Yeah, you do get hassled.
Like a lot.
Because they try
every
to camouflage it.
Yeah, but
You used to be able to park at Walmarts and not anymore.
No, they got rid of that as soon as once Sam Walmart died.
Every band I knew that toured in the early 2000s, they would park in Walmarts.
Because now, I feel like after you get all that crap done, those videos where they put up the window things, and they pull up the desk, and their pots and pans, and then...
Hey,
police, this is a hotel parking lot. You can't just stay here. You can... Right.
Like what you'd have to do, some of these people that I follow, they'll have like cameras, like vehicle cameras.
Yeah.
And if you see someone approaching, just don't answer it.
Yeah, but if a cop knows you're in there.
Oh, they would know?
I think.
Like, if it's... No, that's just an empty van, like, that's parked for the night.
Or they tow it.
Oh, good point. And you're in it still.
Because if it's just a person?
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's like somebody that's working at whatever, I would, no, I'd be like, nope, not answering anybody.
No, you would need to find like, not that I ever want to live out of my car, but it's, you know, it's not out of the question.
I think it is. I think we're all right.
You would need to find like campgrounds.
Yeah.
And I mean, that costs money though.
Yep, you'd have to pay. It's not cheap. Not cheap at all. Unless you get one of the ones that's like, I'm not bringing anything because it's just your car.
Yeah.
So I don't need
the parking spot.
Because I know those sites are a little cheaper, like just a tent site as opposed to a cottage or something. Nah, I don't want to.
It's an interesting life. I don't want to ever live it, but it's an interesting life to me, the people that do.
It just doesn't look.
Doesn't look like I
get it for certain situations of like you see some of those athletes that are trying to save up their first few months. Like that one football player lived in a van for like 2 or 3 years or whatever. Because, you know, they're saving up those big contract chunks. But the other ones, oh, they just kind of look like hipsters that mom and daddy were like.
And it's just housing has gotten so out of control in a lot of this country that people can't afford housing.
That
I mean,
too.
That's the real truth that you need. I'll take these footsteps, go higher, higher. You can see that band at the Song and Dance September 19th. Pop Evil comes to town. I know how much you love, y'all love your Pop Evil shows.
Man, a lot of them out there.
Get over and see them on September 19th. Not to get to the end of summer already, but.
Was the last time they were here, the
Free For All
Free show where one of them, I think, did hand stuff with a random employee?
Oh, that's nice. How nice is that? Good. Good for the band member got his stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go like a little mutual.
Oh, a little mutual handy like, stuff. Oh, cool.
That was a
happy
fun day.
National Video Game Day, Cody.
Oh, today is?
Today is.
All right.
And I just, because I have nothing really to say about video games, because I do like video games, I'm reading a ranking on Collider.
Okay.
Of like the best video games of all time. I guess I don't play as many video games as I thought I did.
No, that's my video game play is probably like the most dude thing about me.
You just play sports games?
I play my sports games, and that's it. I don't mind. I'm not playing this Disney magic, whatever.
Like number 10, Red Dead Redemption 2, which is I love. Came out in 2018, Rockstar.
That was fun.
Can we speed up the process here?
That's fun. You know, I like Mario Kart and stuff like that.
I love that game. Half-Life 2 from 2004 is number 9.
I know of these games.
I know
games.
Of all these games. I just never played them. Elden Ring from 2022 is number 8.
Nerds.
Yeah, Garrett says, the simulation. I just read it was National Video Game Day, and then you guys mentioned it like a minute later. You're welcome.
Nerds are still playing their Elden Rings game right now, probably.
Yeah, it is. Number 7, Resident Evil 4. People love the Resident Evil games. That's from 2005.
Turned them into movies.
Portal 2 from 2011. Number 6. Number 6.
I don't know that one.
It's the one where, like, you would know the... It was like a blue circle and an orange circle, and that was like, it was a meme for a minute. Like, you could go through the portal.
All right, I know of it now. I know what you're talking about.
Number 5, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Here's the thing, though. You're not Zelda. You don't play the game. It's effing Zelda.
Bro.
You're Link.
I saw the best treasure.
I didn't know that for the longest
time. I know. I didn't either.
I had no idea.
So one of these guys I follow on social media, I love treasures.
Big treasure guy.
I'm a big treasure guy. He owns like a jewelry thing out maybe in New York or maybe Vegas, whatever. He's got jewels.
Okay.
So he goes on social media and he's like, I am hiding $3,000 in this emerald. Right here. And he's like in the desert and he shows it.
Yeah.
And he's like, the clues to find this are right in front of you. And he hides the treasure and then the video ends. Well, another creator goes to the video and dissects it.
Okay.
The jewelry guy was wearing a Zelda necklace that he had not worn in any other video.
Okay.
So the guy's like, all right, let me see if I can find this Zelda necklace. He finds a hidden link, pun, on the internet for this Zelda pendant.
Yeah.
In the description, it just says the coordinates are, goes there, that's the treasure.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty impressive.
Wasn't that cool?
But that's the thing. You don't go into Zelda. Zelda goes into Zelda.
Number 4.
That's impressive. That's really cool.
I love treasures. I wish I was wealthy enough to hide treasures.
It was an emerald, too?
Because now I'm thinking about the treasure in Phoenix, and you always ask me about it, and I've been driving by that sign lately.
Let's go.
On Treasure Island, but somebody will have found that.
We gotta get a beep, 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 and then let's go. Can't hurt to go
take a quick peek.
Like, I got enough connections in Phoenix, right? My cousin's at the DPW. Yeah. I know the police.
Someone let us over there for an hour.
Can I get over there?
We'll go.
But why would nobody else have gone over there yet? Because of the snakes?
Snakes in the water? Maybe. But I'm not going to go in the water.
You don't know, in Phoenix, we have an island called Treasure Island, where I think it says, like, the French, where they hid treasure there.
Yeah, they were
hiding. But I don't know
why
no one's found it. Anyways, back to video games. Number four, Baldur's Gate 3 from 2023.
Yeah, I didn't play
on that. Number three, the original Super Mario Brothers. Beep, beep,
see,
beep,
that
beep, beep, beep.
Did boom play.
Those I liked.
Number two, Minecraft.
No.
And the number one video game of all time, according to this list, another one I have not played.
Fortnite?
It is not Fortnite. Oh. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's from 1998. Remember that, like, blue thing that, like...
This is the greatest video game of all time?
Apparently. And according to Collider, it's the best video game of all time. Thank you, Dragon.
It's called
for that
what?
Sub. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. It was 98. You'd have been slaying Poon. You're not paying attention to video games.
Obviously. How do you... there it is.
It jumped from 2D games to 3D games, which was a massive leap in technology.
Okay, so for Zelda fans, this was like... I think
everything was a side scroller, and then suddenly this, you're like behind Link.
I think I have this.
You probably do.
I think I have this for 64.
It invented Z control, further pioneering the video game landscape. Ocarina of Time is an innovative masterpiece that isn't just influential, still holds up as a compelling puzzle-solving action-adventure game.
That's cool, because that was like the biggest deal ever. When 64 busted out that Mario, and you didn't have to side scroll anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Texan just replayed it a month ago. Yes, it's the best game ever.
Okay.
Maybe I should try it. Find it on one of my ROMs. I want to.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm trying to get one of those handheld things for my travels next month with the retro games on it.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your recommendations. If you have one and you've played it and it works really well, please tell me what brand you got. Shopping around for those, because that'll be fun to play on the plane.
Shop a brand.
All right, here's your schedule of events, campers.
Schedule.
Parents!
Make sure your student is paying attention every day when we go over the schedule of events.
Twitch.tv/theshow, YouTube.com/KRockCNY, or theshow.fm. All of those places we will be playing. Argentina, Egypt. Play a little World Cup.
Yeah,
we're still
in
the World Cup.
I'll let him be messy.
Play a little of that. Then tonight, 7 o'clock, you're going to come back to those same locations.
Yep.
Just go to theshow.fm for all of our links. Theshow.fm, it is the future. And I will be doing a little whiskey show tonight. 7 p.m. on twitch.tv/theshow.
But before that, we'll be making bird feeders.
Okay.
So bring the pine cone that you were given. We'll bring the peanut butter and bird seeds. Thank you.
Oh, you got to do the peanut butter pine cones first.
After lunch, before swimming.
90s at 9 kicks off with... Actually, there's two bands in today's 90s at 9 that are reuniting.
Well?
Real Big Fish is reuniting.
Okay.
And then Ben Folds 5 is reuniting. Rumors.
But didn't... What?
He's been Ben Folds just doing solo stuff forever.
Does he just do Ben Folds 5
stuff?
He
does. He does songs.
But now
but
it's
he hasn't
just
played
piano, so this is like what, guitars and such?
He's had different variations of bands, but a lot of his touring is just him on a piano.
Yeah.
It hasn't been Ben Folds, Robert Sledge, and Darren Jesse for years.
Okay.
And they're like doing a 30th, they're trying to get that nostalgia money.
Yeah.
I will pay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Top dollar.
Yep.
To see Ben Folds 5 reunited. So
that's cool.
I mean, I think they know that.
Good for Real Big Fish, too. I met everyone's clamor for that one song that they had 35 years ago.
It's going to offend my favorite bands. Oh, my God. Keep it locked. K-Rock. Shut up!